Today is Refugee Week in Australia, and yesterday was World Refugee Day. Many organisations, including the UN, are calling on world leaders to stand with refugees. How does this affect Australia?
Well, Australia is somewhat out of step in terms of global responsibilities towards refugees. As a wealthy, developed country, we should be taking a far higher number of refugees than we currently do through any of the mechanisms available to do that. And certainly our current offshore detention regime is something that is reviled by much of the rest of the world. It's increasingly apparent that it's not only inhumane, it's illegal, both in Papua New Guinea, where the High Court found that the Manus Island Detention Centre was unconstitutional, but also in terms of our legal obligations internationally. So Australia is not in good standing with the rest of the world with regard to refugee and asylum seeker policy.
Do you think this will have an impact on the election?
I think it will have zero impact on the election, and I think this is the great tragedy. Both of the major parties are in lockstep on their policies. There are some minor differences with regards to the eventual resettlement of refugees under the Labor Party policy, but both parties are committed to the offshore detention regime. And sadly, they are in that lockstep because it has become electoral poison to suggest a softer or more compassionate stand on refugee policy in recent years. The rhetoric around border protection, which is fundamentally incorrect, has played well with Australia's wider xenophobic fears. And we find ourselves in this situation today where, despite what I think is something of a turning of the tide of public opinion towards a more compassionate response, we're not seeing any movement from either of the major parties in that regard.
What does the UN and other countries have to say about Australia's handling of refugees?
Australia has been condemned and criticised from many sources, including the UN. The federal government, the opposition, frankly, don't care. We have been in a situation increasingly since the term of the Howard government from 1996 to 2007, where that kind of international criticism has become like water off a duck's back. It has almost no impact anymore. And, you know, I think that's to our great shame, really. We are a wealthy country. We could be doing far more to provide assistance for and protection for the world's most vulnerable people. And, you know, I think it's a great shame that instead we have a cruel and inhumane regime being perpetuated in our name.
What can we be doing during Refugee Week?
Well, Refugee Week is an opportunity to reflect. It is an opportunity to draw attention to the plight of refugees and to Australia's policy response if people are unaware. So many workplaces, many organisations are hosting events, engaging speakers, providing a space and an opportunity for people to talk and reflect on the situation of refugees globally and on Australia's responsibility to do that. The fact that it falls in the middle of an election campaign where clearly refugee and asylum seeker policy is not going to get much in the way of policy attention probably diminishes its impact this year. But these events are important as an opportunity to highlight the continuing challenges that face refugees and that face us as a country in trying to develop a more compassionate response.